早晨。
I have to say, I have been at many Chinese churches.
我去過好多嘅中國人教會。
And you guys are the most in sync when it comes to the scripture reading.
你哋咧係可以話係都讀經嘅時候係最齊噶啦。
As the video we saw this morning, our children are so cared and loved.
頭先你哋睇到嘅影片都話俾我哋聽，我哋嘅小朋友係有好多人去關心同埋錫佢哋。
And so I want to say thank you to the parents.
我要多謝呢度嘅家長。
And I know that so often we just do what we do, but no one ever says thank you to us. So thank you.
好多時候我哋淨係做我哋做嘅嘢，冇人同我哋去講多謝，所以喺呢度要同大家講聲多謝。
A missionary couple was once brought a group of foreign pastors to the United States for a meeting.
曾經有一對宣教士嘅夫婦帶住一大班喺第二度嚟嘅牧師嚟到美國去開一個會。
During the free time, the pastors wanted to go shopping.
呢班牧師喺得閒嘅時候咧，就想去行街買嘢。
Even though it was a small town, the missionaries worried that the pastors would get lost.
雖然佢哋係一個好細嘅鎮仔，但係咧呢一對嘅宣教士夫婦都好怕呢一班牧師咧會蕩失路。
So the couple gave each pastor a cell phone and with their phone number in case they got lost.
所以咧呢一對宣教士夫婦就每一個牧師俾咗佢哋一個手提電話，仲將佢自己嘅電話號碼俾咗佢哋。希望佢哋咧蕩失路嘅時候都有得用。
In less than an hour, the missionary's phone rang, and on the other end was one of the pastors.
唔夠一個鐘咧，呢一個宣教士嘅電話就響起嚟啦。
He said, "Help! I'm lost."
咁佢就同嗰個宣教士講：我蕩失咗路啊！
The missionary instructed the pastor to go to the nearest street corner and find out the name of the two streets.
咁呢個宣教士就同呢個牧師講：你行去街口啦，然後話俾我聽嗰兩條街嘅名。
The missionary said, "Pastor, what are the name of the two streets?"
咁呢個宣教士就問牧師啊：嗰兩條街叫咩名啊？
The missionary waited, and finally the pastor replied, "I am on the corner of Walk and Don't Walk."
後來這個宣教士就告訴這位牧師聽，我來到這個街口，兩條街的名字就是行和不行。
Okay, hang on, let's see if our PowerPoint is working here. Is it working? It's not switching. Okay, Okay, can you guys manually do it from the back?Be on. Okay, there we go. Okay, thank you. Today, Dr. Angela and I have the privilege of sharing God's word with you.
今日 Dr. Angela 同我好榮幸可以喺度同大家分享神嘅話。
I want to thank Pastor Wong and Pastor Cliff for giving us the time to share, and we really have two purposes today.
我多謝黃牧師同埋周傳道俾我哋時間喺度同大家分享。我哋今日有兩個目的。
Number one, we want to recognize those who serve in both visible and invisible ways.
我哋首先要多謝嗰啲喺台前或者喺幕後嚟到去默默侍奉嘅人。
And secondly, we want to give you encouragement and direction from the Word of God.
而第二嘅目的，我哋就係想藉住神嘅話語嚟到去鼓勵大家同埋引領大家。
When Angela and I began talking about the passage today, the Holy Spirit brought to both of our minds Deuteronomy chapter 6.
當 Angela 同我嚟到去商量今日嘅講題嘅時候，聖靈不約而同咁同我哋講《申命記》第六章。
Because Angela is already a doctor, I'm going to do the more academic part and give you the background and context.
因為 Angela 已經係一位博士啦，咁所以咧比較學術性嘅嘢咧就由我嚟同大家分享。我會同大家講下一啲嘅背景資料。
So I'm going to give you some background of the first five chapters of Deuteronomy so that we can see the heart with which Moses shares these words with the Israelites.
我會同大家分享《申命記》頭五章嘅背景資料，以做大家更加能夠明白摩西到底懷住一個點樣嘅心情嚟到去同啲以色列人去講呢一番説話。
Moses shares these words with a people that God had intended to enter into the promised land.
摩西嘅對象係一班神嘅子民，佢哋原本係神要帶領佢哋入去呢個應許地嘅。
But like the lost pastor in our opening story, the Israelites were lost.
但就好似我哋一开始讲到嗰个古仔里面嗰位牧师咁，呢班以色列人佢哋迷失咗。
They were stuck on the corner of deciding to walk with God or to walk after the gods of their surrounding neighbors.
他们来到一个十字路口，要决定到底是跟随神啊，定系跟随佢哋周围国家嗰啲嘅偶像。
So as a result, they wandered in the wilderness and not at the place that God had meant for them.
而结果，佢哋就喺旷野里边嚟到兜兜转转，去唔到神原本为佢哋预备嘅地方。
One thing I really love about the Old Testament is that it is full of stories about people.
其中一样令我好鍾意旧约嘅原因，就系因为里边有好多人物嘅故事。
The Bible often just recounts their situation and how the people responded.
圣经好多时净系话俾我哋听当时嘅环境系点样，同埋啲人点样反应。
And so we observe and we conclude whether we want to follow or reject the paths of the characters in the story.
而我哋就需要去观察，同埋我哋嚟到去决定，到底我哋要唔要跟住嗰啲人嘅路嚟到行啊，定系唔跟住佢哋嘅路嚟行。
So here we go. Here's a little bit of the background.
呢个系一啲嘅背景。
In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 1 it reads, "These are the words that Moses spoke to all of Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness."
申命記第1章第1節講到，以下所記的是摩西在約旦河東的曠野向以色列眾人所說的話。
For the rest of chapter 1 leading to near the end of chapter 3, the Israelites find themselves wandering through the wilderness because of their unfaithfulness to Yahweh.
第1章打後落嚟，直到去差唔多第3章完結嘅時候，啲以色列人因為對神嘅不忠，以致到佢哋一直要喺曠野裏邊繞行。
Moses recounts seeing the promised land and asking Yahweh if he can cross over into the promised land.
摩西他看到应许之地，他亦都问神：我可唔可以入去？
In chapter 3, verse 26, we see God's reply.
在3章26節，我哋睇到神嘅回答。
And God's word says, "But Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes and didn't listen to me."
但耶和华因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我。
Or to put it very plainly, Yahweh did not allow Moses to enter into the promised land because of the sins of the Israelites.
或者简单啲嚟讲啊，因为以色列人嘅罪嘅缘故，耶和华佢唔俾摩西进入应许之地。
In chapter 4, verse 1,
在第4章第1節,
Moses tells the Israelites,
摩西咁讲，
"And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them, that you may live, and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you."
以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
It's so interesting because Moses not only gives them commandments, but he actually gives them a reason to obey.
好有趣嘅事係，摩西唔單止俾一個命令佢哋，而係佢俾咗一個原因佢哋要去聽從。
But he tells them, listen.
摩西同佢哋講要聽。
In chapter 5, Moses restates the 10 commandments.
喺第5章裏面，摩西重申十戒。
He had given them these commandments earlier in Exodus chapter 17.
喺較早時候喺出埃及記第17章，摩西已經將呢一啲嘅十戒頒布咗落嚟。
And so up to this point, we see that God's law had been given to the people through God's servant Moses, both orally and on stone tablets.
所以嚟到呢一點，我哋睇到神嘅律例，藉住佢嘅仆人摩西，已經由口傳咗俾佢嘅子民，亦都寫咗喺石板上邊。
Okay, so before we jump into our passage in chapter 6,
我哋未睇第6章嘅呢一段經文之前，
I want to note a couple of things about Moses that are praiseworthy.
我想同大家講幾點關於摩西值得人讚嘅地方。
Number one, Moses is humble.
第一件事，摩西佢好謙卑。
In Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, it says that Moses was the humblest man on the face of the earth.
在民數記12章3節嗰度講到，摩西為人極其謙和，勝過世上的眾人。
I think this verse is amazing.
我覺得呢一節經文好神奇。
Because it is rare that any of us can be in a room full of people.
因為我哋 喺一間，我哋好少會發現自己喺一間房，好多人嘅房入邊。
And to be able to say we are the humblest person in the room.
然後可以講得出話，我喺呢間房裏邊係最謙卑嗰個。
Needless to say, as the scripture says, that Moses was the most humble person on the face of the earth.
更何況聖經裏邊話，摩西佢勝過世上嘅眾人。
Moses was also a very patient person.
摩西佢亦都係非常之有耐性。
As we observe, the Israelites grumbled.
我哋睇到以色列人佢哋不停嘅埋怨。
And as we have read already today, that Moses himself could not enter the promised land.
我哋头先都读过，摩西佢自己唔能够进入应许之地。
And yet he faithfully gave the people God's word.
但系佢都好忠心咁将神嘅话语教导俾以色列人。
And so, although Moses himself could not enter the promised land,
虽然摩西自己唔能够进入去应许地
，he still gave the people God's word.
佢仍然去將神嘅話語傳俾以色列人。
And so we go into our passage.
我哋嚟到我哋嘅經文。
And it starts. It says, "This is the commandment, the single commandment, the statutes and rules, which is plural."
六章一節話：這是耶和華你們神所吩咐教訓你們的誡命。诫命喺呢度系一个单数，律例典章，律例典章系众数。
Okay, and so we're going to see this single commandment in the verses to follow.
我哋嚟紧落嚟系会睇到呢一个诫命。
See in the Old Testament up to that time there were 613 rules or laws.
喺旧约时代，直到而家呢个时候，已经有613条诫命。
And Moses was telling them this one single commandment.In a sense, was the same as fulfilling all the other commandments.
而摩西喺呢度就话俾佢哋听，佢哋如果遵行呢一条嘅诫命咧，就等于遵行咗613条诫命啦。
And look how interesting it says that you may fear. In verse 2 it says you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's sons.
第二节呢度讲到，好叫你们，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神。
And he tells them that they are to keep these commandments all the days of their life, that their days will be long.
跟住落嚟，佢讲到叫佢哋紧守佢嘅一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
That it was good for their lives to follow these commandments.
佢哋去遵行神嘅话语，对佢哋嘅生命系一件好事。
See, sometimes we think the Old Testament is just so strict and rules.
好多时候我哋谂旧约系好严谨，净系一大堆嘅规条。
But God didn't just give them these rules.
但神单单净系俾佢哋一啲嘅律例。
He gave them the reason.
佢俾一个理由俾佢哋。
He says, "Obeying me is good for you."
佢话听我话对你哋嚟讲系好噶。
And so then he says, "Hear Israel."
跟住佢就话以色列啊，你要听。
Going on to verse 4.
去到第四节。
This is the beginning of what is known as the Shema in Hebrew.
呢一个就系希伯来文讲到士马嘅开始。
That word Shema in Hebrew means listen or to hear.
希伯来文嘅士马嘅意思就系去听。
And so this is what God tells the Israelites to hear.
以下落嚟就系摩西叫以色列人听嘅嘢啦。
He says, "Hear, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
他说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
He was saying that God is distinct.
神是独一的。
That no one is healer or redeemer or rescuer in the way that God is healer, redeemer, and rescuer.
没有任何一样嘢可以好似神一样是我们的。拯救者是我们的医治者是我们的救赎者
And so because of that then you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart with all your soul and with all your might
因此你们要尽心尽性尽力爱你们的神
And so he's saying that we are to love Yahweh with everything that we have
这里摩西讲到我们要用尽我们所有一切来到去爱耶和华
Because no one is worthy of that
因为没其他任何人配得我们这样去爱他
In the way that Yahweh is
没人好像耶和华这样配得我们爱
And so we love God with every part that we have.
我哋用我哋一切所有嘅嚟到去爱神。
We don't just love God with emotion.
我哋唔单单只用我哋嘅感性、我哋嘅情感嚟去爱神。
But also with our minds.
用我哋嘅思想去爱神。
And so, you know, when I think about youth,
当我谂到青少年嘅时候。
Like I think about how they memorize so many SAT words.
佢哋咧要背好多SAT 嘅英文单字。
And I wish that instead of memorizing 1,000 SAT words, that maybe they would memorize 900.
我希望佢哋唔好背咁多英文单字，即系唔好背1,000个，不如背900个啦。
And instead maybe memorize 100 more of God's words.
咁就然后剩翻个100个就系记系神嘅话。
And so he says, God is worthy of being loved in all these ways.
神好配得我哋系用尽一切嘅嚟到去爱佢。
That as I memorize the word of God,
当我哋去背诵神嘅话语嘅时候
，and as we get older enough, it becomes more difficult.
当我哋年纪越嚟越大嘅时候，呢一件事系越嚟越难嘅。
That yet there is this longing to memorize more of God's word.
但系我哋希望大家越嚟越想去记得神嘅话。
And so as Moses tells the Israelites, you know, this, he also gives them some very practical advice.
摩西亦都俾咗佢哋一啲好实际嘅建议。
In verses 7-9, it says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk about it when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand." And as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
第七至九节讲到，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
The Israelites had these things called phylacteries.
以色列人咧有一啲叫做佩经盒。
They are wooden boxes that they would wear on their arms and on their foreheads.
就係一啲木嘅盒仔，佢哋咧會戴喺額頭同埋佢嘅手臂上邊。
They would also post the Shema on their doorposts.
佢哋都會將咧呢段示馬嘅經文寫喺門框上邊。
And the idea was that these commands would be on their minds.
背後嘅意思就係話呢一啲嘅律例會喺佢哋嘅心思上邊。
By their side.
會伴隨佢哋左右。
And surrounding their houses.
而围绕佢哋嘅屋企。
That everywhere that they would always remember that God is one and that they are to love him in response because of that.
无论佢哋去到边一度，佢哋都要记得神系独一嘅神，而佢哋要系尽心嘅去爱佢。
You know, it's really an unusual thing that we see that this.Command to love God is a command.
其实呢一个命令要去爱神呢个命令，其实系好特别嘅一样嘢。
I mean, how are you commanded to love someone?
你有冇试过俾人命令你去爱另一个人呢
？And yet, I think a lot of it is how we think of the word love.
但系其实好多时候就系我哋点样去谂爱呢一个字。
Very often, I think we think about love as being attached to a positive emotion.
好多时候，当我哋谂到爱嘅时候，我哋就会谂到一啲正面嘅情绪。
So you may say, I love dogs.
你可能话我爱狗。
I love egg tarts.
我爱蛋挞。
You know, I love my brother or sister.
我爱我嘅弟兄或者姊妹。
But here, God is not asking the Israelites to just have an emotional feeling towards him.
但神喺呢一度叫我哋唔单止对佢有一个情感上边嘅反应。
God was saying love is a verb.
爱喺呢一度系一个动词。
And so they were to act in love towards one another and towards everyone around them.
所以佢哋系要活出爱，唔单止对神，亦系对佢哋周围身边嘅人。
God had blessed them to be a blessing.
神祝福他们，以致到他们能够成为其他人的祝福。
You know, I think a lot of times as we think about, as we, you know, especially today on a Sunday where we focus on recognizing the children and recognizing parents.
今日我哋如特別係嚟到去專注於去多謝嗰啲家長同埋去紀念嗰啲小朋友。
We get so caught up in our roles.
我哋被我哋嘅角色嚟到緊緊嘅去包住咗。
Even this morning, as I share with you as a youth pastor.
今朝我同你哋分享係一個青少年嘅牧師嘅身份。
I am a little nervous thinking, oh, what are the parents going to think?
我都有啲緊張啊嘛，啲家長唔知點諗咧。
But yet I'm reminded that as God gives us this commandment,
但係神提醒我，當佢俾呢一個命令我哋嘅時候，
He sees us first as worshippers of Him.
佢首先望到我哋嘅係佢嘅敬拜者。
That before I am a pastor,
我未係牧師以先。
And before you are mom or dad,
你未做爸爸或者妈妈以先,
that you are a worshipper before God.
你是在神面前一个敬拜者。
And that this commandment to love the Lord your God with everything that you have,
而这个诫命叫你用尽一切去爱神,
is for our good.
是对我们好的。
You know, I hate to admit this, but at age 45, I am more like my parents than I care to admit.
我不得不承認，在來到45歲這個年頭，我原來越來越像我的父母。
Actually, over the years as a pastor and as a Sunday school teacher, I have found myself saying phrases that my mother used to say to me.
我這麼多年牧會的經驗或者教主日學的經驗，我都發覺自己很多時候說的說話就是我媽媽以前跟我說的。
When you hear it, it scares you.
當你聽到的時候都有點害怕。
You're like, oh my gosh, I'm becoming my parents.
哎呀，弊了，我就嚟越嚟越似我父母了。
And yet, I think that this is part of God's design for us.
但我觉得我相信这个是神在我们生命上的一个设计。
Ray Ortland Jr. is a 75-year-old pastor.
有一个75岁的牧师叫做 Ray Ortland Jr.
And Ray's father was also a pastor.
他的爸爸也是一位牧师。
And so recently I heard an interview where they asked him about some of the biggest influences of his life.
我最近听到一个关于他的访问，问他有什么影响他生命最大。
Ray shared a story about when he was 18 years old, he walked down the stairs one morning.
Ray 牧师就分享一个故事，他说当他18岁的时候，有一天他在楼梯上走下来。
And he saw his father sitting in a chair with his hands over his face praying before he went to church.
他見到他爸爸坐在張凳上，用對手遮住塊面來到去祈禱，這個是在他們去教會之前所發生的事。
And Ray says that to this day, before he goes out to preach, he sits in the chair with his hands over his face and he prays.
而 Ray 牧師就說，直到今日，每一次他出去講道之前，他都會坐在張凳上，用對手遮住塊面，然後在那裡祈禱。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
I pray that somehow that our love for God,
我祈禱，
would be both taught,
我們對神的愛不單止由我們的口中講出來，
but also caught by our children and generations to follow.
而是我們的小朋友和他們的下一代能夠從我們的身上看得到。
And much like Moses, we may or may not see, the fruit of our work sometimes.
就好像摩西一样，有阵时我哋可能睇唔到我哋劳碌得嚟嘅果子。
We don't know what the 6-year-old whose mess we clean up in the nursery.
我哋唔知道一个仲要我哋帮佢执手尾嘅六岁细路。
Will be like at 23.
在23岁的时候会是怎样？
But by faith, we faithfully serve them.
但是凭着信心，我们来到去服侍他们。
Though we are not as humble and patient as Moses,
虽然我们不是好像摩西那么谦卑，那么有耐性，
Yahweh is still God.
耶和华是神。
I thank you for your time and your attention.
多谢你哋嘅时间，多谢你哋留心聆听。
And I would like for you to give a warm greeting to my co-worker and friend Angela Wu.
请大家欢迎 Angela， 系 Passionate 嘅同事朋友。
Hello, good morning.
早晨。
My name is Angela. I'm the Children's Ministry Director at our church.
我个名叫 Angela， 系教会嘅儿童事工主任。
I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to share a message with you because I don't get this very often.
我好高兴可以喺度有机会同大家分享，因为呢件事唔系成日发生。
In light of what we heard just now from Pastor Nick, what does that mean to us?
我哋啱啱听完 Pastor Nick 嘅分享嘅时候，对我哋有啲咩意义呢
？What does that mean to our church as a whole？
对我哋嘅教会整体嚟讲，又系有啲咩意义呢
？We see that the Israelites were persistently disobedient。
我哋睇到嗰啲以色列人，佢哋持续咁唔听话。
They're so forgetful and they're so unfaithful and ungrateful. They complain.God showed us this miracle, he helped them, but then they're still complaining and complaining and grumbling. complaining.
他们的以色列人他们很善忘也都很不忠心他们成日不停地来到去投诉虽然神已经给他们看到有很多神迹奇事了但是他们仍然在投诉埋怨
Sometimes, when I look at our youth and children,It's kind of like the Israelites.
有時當我睇到我哋嘅小朋友同埋青少年嘅時候，佢哋都好似啲以色列人咁樣。
They're adorable and cute.
佢哋好可愛。
But they're not necessarily obedient.
但唔一定聽話。
And I want to thank teachers because they're dealing with these children who are like the Israelites in the wilderness.
我好想多谢在座每一位老师，因为呢班小朋友就好似喺旷野入边嘅以色列人一样。
And this is the little picture. We see that the children and youth they can fall in love with God during the VBS or during the retreat.
我哋睇到啲小朋友同埋青少年，佢哋可能喺暑期圣经学校或者退休会嘅时候，佢哋对神好有热爱。
But it may not always last.
但呢份爱可能唔持久。
If they have some problems at school, they might feel like God doesn't love me.
佢哋如果喺学校遇到啲咩困难嘅时候，佢哋就会觉得神爱我啦。
And they may always raise their hand and respond to altar call, commit their lives multiple times.
佢哋可能唔止一次嘅嚟到去向神委身嚟到咧去回应讲坛上面嘅呼召。
But when challenges come in their lives, they may say, "I don't know if God really is there, if God really exists."
但系当挑战嚟到嘅时候，佢哋就可能话：我唔知道神系咪真嘅，神系咪真系存在噶？
And our youth, when they grow up and when they have the ability to drive, they may leave church.
我哋嘅青少年，当佢哋成长到可以揸车嘅时候，佢哋可能就唔再翻教会。
And it's not that they plan ever since they're little. Oh, I'm gonna leave church when I grow up.
咁呢个唔系讲话佢哋从细细个就开始喺度计划，我大个就一定唔再翻教会。
It just happens when they have so much freedom and their will. It just happens sadly and to 70% of our young adults.
但是很令人沮丧的一件事就是有 70% 的青少年人当他们到青成年的时候就已经不再回教会。
And our children may also familiar. We see this at church all the time. They may be in the hallway, in the stairway, they're just on their phone.
我哋喺教会度都成日见到呢个情形发生，佢哋可能系喺走廊，啲青少年人都系用住佢哋嘅手机。
And they may complain about what they have or who they are。
佢哋可能系投诉到底佢哋有啲乜嘢，或者佢哋系边一个。
Because it's so easy to compare ourselves to other people these days on social media。
因为而家要去同人比较实在太容易，尤其是透过呢一个嘅社交网络。
There's always someone who has more things than me, who's eating yummier food than me, who's going on better trip than me.
永遠都會有人比我哋用嘅嘢、做嘅嘢、食嘅嘢、著嘅嘢更加好。
So it actually makes our children more depressed and more sad.
咁樣令到我哋嘅小朋友係更加嘅唔開心。
And our children may not necessarily listen to us, pastors or teachers at church.
我們的青少年人或者小朋友都未必一定會聽教會領袖的話。
Because we're not as cool as those people, most influential people that time has selected.
因為我們不是像這本時代雜誌選出來的100個最有影響力的人一樣那麼有型。
In their eyes, we're not cool enough.
在這班小朋友、青少年的眼中,我們不夠型。
In their eyes, we look like that.
我們就好像想另外一邊那人一樣。
Do that, listen to this, read the Bible.
經常叫他們做這樣,做那樣,看聖經。
And to be honest, when I teach these children and youth, sometimes it discourages me.
而很老實說,有時當我去教小朋友或青少年的時候, 我都會覺得沮喪。
Sometimes I feel like, is there any hope?
有時我會懷疑,到底有沒有盼望呢?
Is what I'm doing making any difference at all?
我所做的事,是不是對任何人有影響呢?
But then God reminds me,
但是神,祂提醒了我,
that I'm not doing this alone.
我不是單獨一個人在做這件事。
You just saw the video of 73 teachers.
你剛剛看到的影片裡面有73位老師。
He, God, sent these people like Moses to our church.
神差派這些人,就好像摩西一樣,來到我們教會。
He sent people like Moses to persistently teach the gospel to our children.
神差派這些人,就好像摩西一樣,持續地向這些小朋友和青少年去傳講福音。
And these teachers said yes when I asked, would you like to serve in ministry?
當我去問這些老師,你們願不願意侍奉的時候,他們都回答好。
I get way more no's compared to yeses.
但其實我得到不好的答案,是遠遠多過我得到好的這個答案。
Some of you sitting right now said yet no to me at some point too.
在座當中有些人都曾經跟我說,不好。
I do not hold any bitterness because I know it's a hard work.
我其實不是有對你們有任何的埋怨,因為我知道呢,要服侍是不容易。
And when one person says yes to me, it makes it all worth it.
但只要有一個人,他說好的時候,我已經覺得很值得。
All these teachers that you saw, they make such great sacrifice every single week.
剛才你們所看到的每一位老師,他們每一個禮拜都作出很大的犧牲。
They have to wake up earlier than others on Sunday morning. They can't sleep in or they can't have a nice Sunday brunch. They have to be here.
他們星期日的早上不可以睡晚一點,他們甚至要早點起床,以至他們可以早點來到教會,更加不要說他們可以出去吃一個很好的早餐午餐。
And it requires extra time during the week to prepare for Sunday.
週間的時候,他們都要需要用額外的時間來準備星期日的課堂。
And when they do come and serve, they don't see the immediate changes.
當他們來到服侍的時候,他們都不會一下子看到一些改變。
Because children and youth are not supposed to grow overnight.
因為小朋友和青少年,他們不會一夜之間就改變,就成長。
They're supposed to grow over a long time.
他們的成長是需要時間。
And we'll see that result and fruit later along the line.
我們會在一個較後的時間才會看到我們勞碌的成果。
And because of that, it can be discouraging.
因為是這樣,所以可能會令到人們失望。
Sometimes it's disappointing to me.
有時我都會覺得失望。
A couple of weeks ago, I asked our children in Rainbow Room, what do you want to be when you grow up?
幾個禮拜之前,我問我們彩虹房的小朋友, 你們大個想做些什麼?
I see hands going up like me, and I say, okay, you, what do you want to be?
很多人在舉手想答,Angela就選了一個。
And he says, pastor!
他就說,牧師!
And I'm like, you want to be a pastor?
Angela 就好興奮啊, 你想做牧師?
And he's like, no, I said Lego master.
不是啊, 我落高職木的建築師啊。
I'm like, what's Lego master?
什麼來的?
You can't make money.
你賺不到錢的啊。
So I get disappointed.
我都幾失望。
But I want you to know that there's hope.
但我想告訴你們, 是有盼望的。
There's hope because we have 73 teachers that served last whole year.
我們有盼望, 因為過去一年有73位老師來侍奉。
They dedicated their lives to raising next generation.
他們將他們的生命投資在培育下一代。
We hear children sometimes in the hallway, right?
我們有時在走廊會見到小朋友。
They're running like, ah!
走來走去很大聲。
One of them may become future pastor.
其實他們其中一個將來可能是牧師來的。
Maybe future missionaries.
可能是未來的宣教士。
Future board of directors.
可能未來教會的董事。
And I think there's hope.
有盼望的。
Couple weeks ago, one of the children asked me, how many teachers are there?
幾個禮拜前有一個小朋友問我有幾多個老師啊?
And honestly, in my heart, I was like, why do you care?
很老實跟你們說,在心裡面我會覺得, 你為什麼需要知道啊?
I said, 70, about 70?
那我就說了,大概70個啦。
She made 70 keychains for teachers.
她就製作了70個鎖匙扣給每一位老師。
There's hope.
有盼望的。
They're so thankful for what you are doing for them.
他們為我們所做的來到去感恩。
They may not show it.
他們可能不會表現出來。
Or they may not have understood like what it means that there are teachers every week.
他們可能其實都不是很明白這些站在每個禮拜教他們的人是什麼人。
But they see you and they remember you.
但他們見到你,他們記得你。
And today we want to appreciate and celebrate these teachers.
今天我們就希望來到去多謝,都去慶祝這些老師。
And I propose two ways.
我向大家建議有兩個方法。
Number one, when you see them, do you remember the faces that you saw?
第一個方法就是,你知不記得他們這班老師的面孔呢?
Give them a hug.
當你見到他們的時候,抱一下他們吧。
Big hug.
很大力地抱住他們。
Just acknowledge that they are serving in this wonderful ministry.
就是給他們一個認同,認同他們在這個事工裡面的付出。
Come by to Rainbow Room, Kingdom Room or Nursery anytime.
你可以隨時來我們兒童事工其中三個教室之中其中一個。
Or in youth room.
甚至乎去這個青少年的房間。
You're always welcome.
你隨時歡迎來到入來。
You're always welcome to just come in and just look around and just smell children and walk out.
你隨時可以進來周圍看看小孩,然後走出去。
Second,
第二個方法,
and this is my agenda and plan.
這個是我今天的,這個是我的計劃。
When you walk out to the hallway, you'll see a lot of sign-up sheets.
當你走出去走廊的時候,你會見到一些登記表。
We want to invite moms and dads to sign up for at least 1 month next year.
我們想邀請作為父母的你們,明年來到去登記參與侍奉至少一個月。
You don't have to speak English.
你不需要懂得講英文。
You don't have to know the Bible.
你不需要懂得聖經。
You don't have to necessarily like kids.
你都不需要一定要喜歡小孩。
Any help, if you just come in and be a room mom or room dad, room uncle, room auntie, and just be with us, your presence matters.
其實任何的幫助,只要其實你在裡面出現,成為一個房間的爸爸或者媽媽,甚至乎是叔啊、嬸啊、姨姨啊等等等等之類,其實對我們都是很大的幫助。
And the future of the church will appreciate you.
教会的未来都会很多谢你们。
It will be challenging.
这个是一件有挑战的事。
But it'll be worth it.
但是是值得的。
Please say yes to the next generation.
希望你们能够对下一代说好。
Can we pray now?
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity for us to appreciate and celebrate our teachers.
真是天父，我们多谢你给我们这个机会来到去多谢和去庆祝这一班的老师。
Let this not be just one day.
希望这个不是只是今天所发生的事。
But help us to continue to invest in the future of our children and youth.
帮助我们继续的在我们的下一代上面去投资。
May you bless all the teachers with wisdom, patience, and humility.
帮助每一位老师，赐他们有智慧、有谦卑、有忍耐。
And may you bring more people and the bigger church to come together.
求你为我们预备更多的人，以至甚至乎整个教会都一起。
To raise up the next generation's leaders.
来到去培育下一代的领袖。
We thank you and we love you.
我们多谢你，我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.